we're going to talk about the possibility of a general strike. Should trade unions stage a general strike against government cutbacks? What do you think? The general strike idea is being discussed within the union movement. It would involve a 24-hour stoppage against the austerity policies of David Cameron and co. Supporters of the proposal say strike action is the best weapon for opposing the government, but Tory party chairman Grant Shapps claims it's an attempt to sabotage the economy. So what do you think? 0845955678. Do you support a strike? Would you yourself go on strike against the cuts? Or maybe you think it's a waste of time, it wouldn't change anything, and it would damage the economy further. Bumper Graham is a prominent Northern Ireland trade unionist. Harry Cole is a journalist for the Guido Fox website and the Spectator magazine. Good morning to you both.
Morning, morning.
And Bumper, where are we at here? Is this going to happen?
Well, we'll certainly lend our support to the call for a general strike. I mean, Grant Shapps talking about sabotaging the economy. The biggest saboteur of the lot is George Osborne in terms of sabotaging the economy. Here we are, 3 years into the Conservative Liberal government, and they've done nothing for the economy. They're making more people unemployed. They're cutting welfare benefits. They're cutting pensions for public servants. They're cutting pay across the public services. They're targeting our members' terms and conditions. And we have just had a debate earlier in your programme about welfare reform.
Well, so Harry Cole, when you listen to Bumper Graham's charge sheet there, no wonder people want to go on strike.
Well, a lot of it was factually incorrect, taking us to the point on unemployment.
What planet does Harry Cole live on?
let Harry finish, and then you can respond, Bumper.
I think most hardworking people who are going to work this morning, on their way to work, or at work, will be slightly baffled by this idea that the public sector should be leading this huge strike. But everyone's feeling the pain. I mean, if we're going to talk about economic saboteurs, let's look at the last government. I mean, whoever is in power now would be having to be forced to cut due to the mess that the union-funded Labour Party government left this country in. So I just think that the idea that a general strike for a day is going to A, make the slightest bit of difference to our situation, or B, is going to have wide support. It's just it's baffling. I think that it just shows just how out of touch the union movement is, and just how many sections of the left still don't realise that the dire economic straits we're in, and the fact that if they got back in charge, we would be hurtling towards an actually even bigger disaster. So I just think, if they want to go on strike to serve as a reminder of all the problems that would come if left got back in control of this country, then so be it.
You're out of touch, Bumper.
Well, we're certainly not out of touch, and members have voted for industrial action in all of the public service unions. People are out of touch with government. They're opposing mansion taxes, but are prepared to tax welfare claimants for bedrooms.
Tomorrow
is the start of the new tax year, and we see a 5p reduction for those in the highest tax band, which means every millionaire in the UK will get an extra £42,500 in the new tax year. That is.
And how many people won't pay income tax this year as a result of this government? How many people have been taken out of paying income tax this week? Go on, tell me the number.
The benefit of changing the tax band
2 million people.
The richer more beneficially than the poor, because they also benefit from it. And it would suit the government better to go and chase £123 billion that is evaded and avoided by what is now called the social elite under this new class system that we have in the UK, where the rich are getting richer, and the ordinary workers and those that are looking for work and those in welfare
you're just taking words that fit your narrative and applying them without actually looking at the reality. 2 million people this week. Won't be paying income.
Welfare claimants who live in the real world, not the likes of yourself.
Let's talk about the real world and not the public sector. In the private sector, pay is not increasing. Times are tough. Why should the public sector be any different?
Why should the public sector should be different? A general strike, public or private?
Bumper and Harry, I'll bring you back in shortly. Frank's an antrim on this morning. Morning, Frank.
I'm flabbergasted they're even thinking of this. A general strike is going to hurt the people who are most vulnerable.
Talk to Bumper Graham this morning. What do you say to Bumper?
I say to Bumper, you're pretty lucky bumper to work in the public sector all your life. I'm in the private sector, and it's very hard out here, and people like you are going to advocate a general strike. It's going to damage the whole economy. It's damaging everybody. It's exposing the most vulnerable people, and it's not going to solve the problem. Labour government, overspend. We cannot keep deferring our debts to the next generation. It is not fair on them. Better spill pill to swallow. We're going to have to take the medicine, and the public sector has a big proportion of that medicine to take, especially in Northern Ireland, second only to Moldova. It's like a Soviet republic, this country, and you're going to tell me you're all going to go on strike?
Bumper?
Well, Frank, you know, if the medicine is killing the patient, you stop providing the medicine, you look for something different. And we're saying there is a different way of dealing with this.
Economic terrorism and strike action.
As it has been previously. And that this government needs to wake up and address the issues. And, you know, it's all very well for the likes of Harry and others to condemn what we're proposing. But the right-wing Tories and even UKIP have been applauding national strikes in Greece for the people raising up against the dictates from Brussels in terms
of... Hold on a second. So you're suggesting that the UK economy is close to the state of the economy in Greece?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that...
you'd like it to be.
Right-wingers have even supported national strikes in Greece because of their anti-European issue. So you can have strikes in Greece, you can have the Arab Spring, which Harry...
Come on, are you actually
not allowed to have industrial action in
the UK? Well, 5 minutes in your head must be a fascinating place. If you're comparing people rising up to dictators and murderous regimes to people trying to fix the economic mess that your lot left this country in...
You're not my lot.
Wait. Yeah, well, you're a trade unionist, right?
Yes, but my trade union does not support any political party.
Well, good, but you're still advocating a general strike. And
I'm advocating the right of workers to withdraw their labour in order to try and protect their pay, their terms and conditions, their jobs, their pensions, the social security.
Because you believe that the government is acting like a tyrannical Middle Eastern regime.
Yes, they are.
Oh, come on. I just can't believe you even believe. I don't believe.
When you hear George Osborne yesterday.
I think you are just merely on the radio to scaremonger, to agitate, because it's your job.
I want to hear from Billy in Kilkeel this morning. Morning, Billy.
Good morning to you, Joel. Boy, you're having a time this morning. You know the wee song you sing, When Will They Ever Learn? You know the one?
I don't, Billy, but you could sing it for me.
Well, I could, but yeah, my voice is just a bit hoarse at the moment.
But we get the lyrics. What's the song?
No, don't start me this morning, because I mean, I don't want the audience to turn off, or everybody turn off their videos and spoil your show. Anyway, back to what's going on here. The age of these wee boys that are talking about strikes and all this, I think, ask them that for a start. They ever hear the 1926 strike?
You asked Bumper there. Bumper's still there.
Well, Bumper, did you hear about the 1926 strike?
Yes, of course.
And what did it achieve, Bumper?
Well, it did achieve. If you look what happened in the years that followed, we saw some progression in terms of improvements in the welfare state and improvements in workers' rights.
What's your take, Billy, on what happened in 1926?
The 1926 strike.
Are you old enough to remember it, first of all?
Well, I'm getting close to it, believe it or not. Anyway, not just quite, but anyway. The 1929 financial crash. But the years of 1930s depression, where people's salaries were slashed. Check the records. Salaries were slashed. Where's the money coming from?
And we're reliving this. I mean, this government can afford to give millionaires £42,500 of a pay increase.
Ian's in White Abbey this morning. Morning, Ian. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Would you support a strike, Ian?
I would say very strongly, do not go on a strike.
Why not? Why would you say that to Bumper this morning in his comments?
To be quite honest, this government is out in the next election. I was talking to a few people this morning who were pretty neutral. They're in the pension class. A lot of them are on welfare. And some of them are out of work. Through no fault of their own. And yet that fellow away called Osborne equates us all with the like of Philpott.
And I don't think he did.
I mean,
he definitely didn't.
Yeah, but like that, the ordinary Joe on the welfare system took a resentment to that. Now, anything in a strike, the working man always loses on a strike. But this government's out the next election. because they're shooting themselves in the foot left, right and centre.
They'll say that they have picked up a dire financial situation left to them by the previous government, and no matter who was in power, everybody would be feeling the pain anyway.
I would disagree with you there, because the dire financial situation was brought about by bankers, and there's a huge resentment because the bankers never suffered anybody. It's the way called the poor. It's the poor ordinary Joe in the street.
Well, that's absolutely right.
A lot of people feel that way, Harry Cole.
Yeah, no, I think the government does have an issue in how they're explaining what needs to be done. Well, I mean, it's very convenient to blame the bankers, and of course there was a huge part of what happened in the financial crash. But let's not forget that the Labour Party government were borrowing pre-crisis. They were running up a deficit long before the financial crisis in 2008.
But a very important part of all of this is that there is a perception that the bankers are not suffering the same pain as what the ordinary person in the street is.
Absolutely, I would agree with that. But the answer to that is not to then go on strike. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. You know, advocating general strikes and, you know, it's not going to fix the economy overnight. What's going to fix the economy overnight?
Yes, but Harry, what we can't do is allow George Osborne to wreck the country for a further two years.
Hello.
The public sector needs to be cut. You must accept that it's bloated and it's unsustainable. The country cannot afford to employ this many people by the state.
Bumper, do you accept that the public sector needs to be cut? Or is your issue that it shouldn't be cut at all? Or is your issue of how it's cut?
Well, there's two issues here. In relation to the strike, it's not specifically about the public services. It's about the wreck and ruin being brought about.
I bet you it will be more heavily by the government.
But the thing about it is, do you think you will get support from people in the private sector for your strike?
I do, but let me answer the point in relation to the public services. Cuts in the public services will mean more money having to be spent on Social Security, because you'd be paying people to be unemployed rather than...
You'd be taking further
money out of the local economy. We're seeing more money coming out as a consequence of the welfare reforms, $500 million in Northern Ireland. Those are not stimulus measures. Those are death knell measures for the economy. What we need to do is grow the economy, stop providing big international companies with tax benefits, and grow the economy locally, get people back to work, keep people in the public services, improve our education system so that young people, when they leave work...
Can you just be honest to the listeners? What you mean by growing the economy is you mean growing the state.
Taking
money out of the economy. What you actually mean is you think that's taking money away from the government.
I want to bring Malachy in here, because Bumper's been talking about the public sector. Malachy, you have an issue with this, have you? You want to talk to Bumper this morning?
Bumper, first of all, does not represent the working classes. Bumper represents the middle class public sector. And in fact, I was just listening to Bumper's last speech there. Bumper should actually go into stand up comedy, because what he's just said over the last 3 minutes to me is bordering on hilarious. I've never laughed as much in my life.
So you don't think the private sector would support Bumper?
Absolutely, 100%, no way. I work. I'm a working class guy who, when I work, I get paid. When I don't work, I don't get paid. I don't have these lavish pensions and ridiculous increases that him and his members keep pushing for.
Malachy,
they're draining the economy.
You've made your point. And obviously, time will tell. We'll see, first of all, if the strike happens, and then we will see the level of support. Bumper Graham, thank you very much. Also to Harry Cole and to all our callers.